You are tuned to CICK News on 93.9 FM in Smithers. CICK News is your news source for regional and provincial news Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. It's hosted by Dan Messick and myself, Pamela Hassan. Find and follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com and frequencynews.ca or wherever you get your podcasts. CICK News is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada.
Today on CICK News, the All-Native Basketball Tournament is celebrating its 65th birthday this week with another outstanding lineup of some of the best basketball teams in Western North America. After 65 years, it is one of the largest sporting events in British Columbia and the largest basketball tournament in Canada, bringing together hundreds of players from across Turtle Island to beautiful Prince Rupert on BC's north coast. But just ask anyone who is lucky enough to take in a few games, and it's clear that the All-Native is not just about basketball. Rather, it's more a celebration of culture and community. Today, we bring you a special report from the courts of the Jim Ciccone Civic Center in Prince Rupert at the 65th All-Native Basketball Tournament.
Eva Spencer, Vice President of the All-Native Tournament.
And Eva, can you tell me a little bit about the tournament? How did it start yesterday? It was a little bit of a last-minute opening ceremonies, but Kikatla did an amazing job. Tell me a little bit about how that came to be and what happened.
About 3 weeks before we started, we got this call from Bella Bella, who were initially supposed to be the ones doing the opening ceremonies, that they had to back out because they had so many deaths in the family, They had so many deaths in the community, so they chose that they would back out just to do to respect. So at that time, then, we were lucky that Kikatla had put their name down to be to try to get the host next year. So we immediately phoned Kikatla and asked them if they would like to be the host this year. And they were very, very excited. So luckily for us that with their response, immediate response of yes, that saved us a lot of figuring out what we should do next.
I know you've been involved with this tournament for quite some time. How did yesterday's opening ceremonies kind of face up to others? Because it was quite powerful.
Well, a little bit hard for me to answer because it was very nice, but at the same time, I need to be kind of biased because I am from Kikatla.
How did it feel to see your nation open the tournament this year?
Well, it felt really good, just for the fact that, you know, they did so awesome for last minute, like give them 2 weeks notice that they would be doing the opening for us. It was very impressive.
I guess just the last thing, you know, what's your favorite part about the tournament? What makes it all special?
The fact we, you know, all these teams are coming, and then you have all the spectators. It's the spectators because then you have all the old friends coming back, and then you meet new friends.
Great, Eva. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of the tournament.
Yes, I will. Thank you very much.
So, on behalf of the House of Bloom, the Gatis, and Ally, Sintan Triads. Thank you very much.
And now next is the bearer of country, Her Tom.
Oi! Sindiget! Sindiget! Sigarana! Matagiget! Matabawalsi! Have a good evening! Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls,
welcome to the 65th annual All-Native Basketball Tournament!
and for you, the fans, who come out year after year after year, my heart is full seeing you. My heart is full listening to the dancers and the singers and the drummers. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Enjoy this North Coast. Welcome to all you teams, wherever you travel from. Thank you for being here. Trisha, tell me a little bit about the game you guys just played. This is a new division for you, so tell me a little bit about how it feels to be here at the All Native.
Well, it's an amazing feeling because I've been playing since the very first women's division. We won that, my Kane Island team won that in the 1990s, so that was a strategy coming into this. Let's get a women's masters team together and hopefully try pull it off and win this division. Yeah, it's about time they have masters. I'm tired of chasing 20-year-olds.
Yes, tell me a little about this, because it seems from over the years, you know, players will get into this at a young age and they'll play their entire lives.
Yeah.
You know, right up into their 60s.
Oh yeah.
So tell me a little about how did this come to be, and how did your entrance into the women's masters division come to be?
Well, it's been a long time coming. We've been bugging for a few years about getting it into the tournament. We've got a lot of ladies that, at least if we move up, it opens the door for some younger girls to go on the senior team. So we've been looking forward to this for a long time, and it's about time they recognize women within the sport of basketball here. Yeah.
How has it been so far, the tournament?
It's been good. This is game one for us, so it's been running good, and it's nice to see all the competition out here. Yeah.
Tell me a little about this game you just won. It was a pretty decisive win against New Ianch. What did you guys do going into this this game to pull out a win?
Well, we knew we had the height advantage. So we knew we were going to work it inside and work the ball. And then if they tripled us in there, we'd always pass it out. We got good shooting guards. We got a good all-around team. So we knew we could beat them inside, and if we can't beat them outside, we'll start shooting it. Yeah.
I know you guys got a few more games coming up, but what is kind of the magic, you know, for you and for others, especially now that you have a Masters division, a women's Masters division? You know, what's the magic and the love for the All Native coming back here every year to play your hearts out?
Well, the magic is that it's growing. You know, it started from nothing, you know, and then it started with adding the women's division in the 90s, thanks to Roberta Zerza. And then, you know, it's just growing. I love to see this tournament grow. I mean, we have three men's divisions. Why not add another for women's, right? We got to have equality here nowadays. Yeah, so it's been good. I can't wait to see how this turns out.
Awesome. Congratulations on your win.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or check us out on the web at smithersradio.com. CICK News has been made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com, or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to my colleague Pam Hassan and all of our roving journalists, I'm Daniel Messick. Thanks for listening.